This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two, the final Saturday of May, and we are we have somebody new in the studio.
Right.
Guy that I hang out with quite a bit at work, but have never hung out with in the studio. Welcome, Aaron Brown.
Welcome,
how are
Aaron.
You?
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning.
Usually it's your brother Eric in here with us, and today you get the honor.
Yeah, we went to the bullpen today.
Yes.
You know, needed a reliever.
Sure.
Well, good to have you on the show.
Excited to be here with you guys.
So I work with you on the Siding Unlimited side of things, but Outdoor Living Unlimited is kind of the focus for this week, but we can talk both, as we often do with Eric, just taking whatever calls come in.
Sure.
We can cover the outside of the house and everything outside of the house on the show today. So tell us a little bit about Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Outdoor Living Unlimited, you know, we've been around for 12 years now. We cover the Madison and Milwaukee market. You know, we go about an hour and a half, maybe north of the city, south, like down to the border. We're doing a lot of decks, a lot of structure type things, three season rooms, stick built, right? A lot of comfort rooms. A lot of people like the comfort rooms now, you know, just an extension of their home, get some more square footage. Pools, you know, that's a popular one this time of the year. When, how fast can you get a pool in?
Yeah.
It's going to turn up the heat here in a little bit. Maybe not today, but the rest of the week. And outdoor kitchens, right? Pavers, hardscapes, just about anything you can imagine on the outside of the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm always impressed when I look at the Instagram page or the website. All the projects that OLU does are impressive. Is a word that's every time I look at it, it's a wow factor, and I think that's impressive.
It's impressive, and it's also I want it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And I have a lot of it in my backyard already.
Yeah.
But I still see stuff, and I'm like, oh, dang it! Yeah. Why didn't I do that?
Right, but you still can.
We're not out of time.
I was going to say, I mean, you do a project. I mean, for the most part, you can continually add to it or make changes to it. Nothing's 100% permanent.
Yeah. Phase
maybe the
one.
Pool or the pool location. Yeah. That might be tough to move.
Yeah. We're not sliding that over for the next phase.
Right.
So
right.
That one is pretty permanent. Phase one, phase two, phase three, a lot of repeat customers. Thank you to our clients out there listening today. You're right. They'll go in stages, or they'll see the Instagram, or they'll see something. They'll be like, "Hey, is it too late to add this?"
Yeah.
And we're like, "No,
never too late. Time and money.
Time and money. That's right. That's what it's all about." So
you guys have designers that help people build their dream out in their backyard. And can they build it where they know they're going to phase it? Like, we're going to do this deck this year, but then we're going to add on this paver set over here the following? Or
for the people that have that vision, right? Yeah, we do a lot of phase contracts, or, you know, signing this contract now, we're going to sign the next phase in 6 months to get the next project going in a timely fashion, depending on what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all of our projects, whether it's Outdoor Living or Siding Unlimited, we kind of have different time frames on our builds.
Mm-hmm.
With Outdoor Living, it lot comes down to permitting, which is out of our hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to speak, we can make the application for the permit and stuff, but it really depends on the municipality and where they live and what they're going to how fast they can push it through, or if there's variances that we have to come through and do. So
Aaron's going to be on with us all this hour. So if you want to talk things going on the outside of your house in the yard with the hardscapes, or you want to add a patio or a deck or a pergola, get your questions in. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It's hour number two of the Fix-It Show.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Welcome, 8:15 on a Saturday. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Aaron Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited on with us this hour talking about things on the exterior of your home. So when I look at the website, you get Outdoor Living Unlimited does massive projects like lake homes with tiered, like huge projects. But I'm an average Joe. I walk outside onto my patio and I go, I need a little bit bigger patio. I want a deck instead of this broken up concrete that I have.
Or I have a deck that might not be.
Or I have a deck that's not quite up to code. Yeah. That's rotting out better. A little bit. But
that,
I don't
that
need.
That never happens.
I don't need the massive thing. Do you guys still work with me?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if I call you or I reach out on the website at outdoorlivingunlimited.com and fill out the form, walk us through that process and how long before somebody's out at my house and I have a deck in my backyard.
All right. So the process is once you reach out to us, one of our reps is going to call you, set up a time, text you, email you, just getting, you know, confirmation of your appointment. Set that appointment up. Right now, our teams are really busy, so it might be, you know, the second week of June before somebody's able to get out there and start discussing your project with you. They're going to have their own ideas for you based on their experience, right? But we can design something so you get a visual of what's happening. So, you know, at this point, then it's a kind of a back and forth with the homeowner if this is what they like to see or anything like that. And like I said, our projects are they kind of have some different time frames for them. But decks right now, you know, we could end of the summer, we could be getting there. You know, getting out there and getting your deck down. So it's end of May now. So you're talking within, you know, August time frame. Start putting some decks. Now we're going to be signing more and more contracts here, and that pushes out. So you can't hold that to me if it takes you 6 weeks to decide what you want, right? Then you can't come back and say, hey, I heard you guys on the Fix It show. Mm-hmm. So we'll do it in August. But we can turn some things around. It depends on permitting and stuff like that.
And you can build well into the fall. I mean. You just won't maybe not be able to use it so much yet this year, but you know what? Basically, you don't want to start putting stuff in the ground and when there's frost in the ground, right?
Well, you know, we do piles and everything like that, so we work year round.
Year round on that, okay.
Right? So our decking business goes year round. Guys get a little chilly, right? It gets a little bit cold and windy, but we can go year round with our projects. Okay. We had you know, for the weather, we had a very productive winter. With a lot of our projects, the hardscapes, we lay blankets down when we start getting towards that time frame into November.
Keeping the ground warm.
Yeah. Keep the ground warm so we can work year round there too with the hardscapes. And you know it there might be some fear factor in some of that, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't have the issues come spring and summer with any of the patios or decks, or we would have to stop doing.
Yeah. That. Mike, let's not get too technical, but you mentioned piles for your decks, and these are like big screws.
Yeah, basically they're, you know, they're footings, right? Yeah. But engineered a little bit differently where they can go into the ground, you know, with a machine.
Right.
So you can set your deck up.
You're not putting concrete, you know, solo, you put the sonotubes in there and pouring concrete where you're trying to dig in the ground and everything. These are like big screws that a machine puts in there that it knows how much it can support, right?
Yeah, the machine goes into the ground, puts these piles in like big screws, like you were saying, and then depending on the amount of torque it gets and the resistance, that's when it knows that it's going to have a good support
That's why you can do it year round and below the frost line. The ground never freezes down there, so it's going to tell you that same amount whether it's 10 degrees outside or 80 degrees outside.
Right, so it's been of great benefit to us, you know, for production wise, where you know you can get these in a day, and it's also less labor intensive on our guys, which is huge to keep the skills, you know, instead of our guys digging holes and pouring concrete in the sonotubes, our skilled labor guys are actually, you know, doing their hands on stuff and you know, doing the good stuff.
Time wise too, you're not waiting for concrete to cure and things, so.
Measuring it out, moving rocks, you know, trying to dig a rock out that gets in your way 36 inches
and
down.
And if you haven't ever done that, it's not fun.
I did it my son's 26, so it was about 24 years ago where I got stuck on a rock and you're like, you got to, you know, dig a 4-foot hole to get the rock out.
Yeah, I put a fence around my house in a yard in West Dallas and we had like 35 fence posts, and had somebody helping us, but there are a few that just took forever to get those posts.
It's when you get out the dynamite. And
yes, right.
No, not recommended.
No, it's not.
But that's why we have this new technology, which is awesome. Makes like you said, let the craftsmen do their craft.
Right.
Let them build these beautiful backyards that they're building, people.
And that's what they want to be doing too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com is the website. Go check out. There's tons of videos and pictures and things that they've created there. Also, Outdoor Living Unlimited on Instagram has a whole bunch as well. Aaron, I'm so used to saying Eric, Aaron with us all this hour.
Don't just settle with home annoyances. Fix them. It's the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
Dayton, David, Aaron Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited and Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. Tacos and Tequila Festival going on at Franklin Field today if you're looking for a fun way to get outside. And
heard about that.
Sounds like something I'd get into.
I think they had a noise problem with that last
could
year.
Could be.
A lot
be.
Of bands. I mean, that's a great venue, but there's a lot of residential properties nearby.
There are. Speaking of residential properties, we have a text at 855-616-1620. It says, wife thinks we need a new roof and new siding.
We're not going to share who this is just to protect
them. We only will be here for 10 more years. Can we get an unbiased review of the condition and how long it may last? Sometimes happy wife, expensive life.
That's why we're not going to say
that's
who this
quote,
is.
That's a quote, people. Yeah. I'm just reading a text. Right.
Did you send that text in yourself, Dayton?
Can you get an unbiased review? Yes. When we come in, Outdoor Living Unlimited, Siding Unlimited, we come in with our honest price guarantee where we're not going to come in and try to sell you, right? We're going to give you an honest quote. We're going to tell you what it will take to do the job, and we'll assess. Where are you at? Is this siding going to last? And you said, well, yeah, you're going to paint it? You could paint it if you're going to be here 10 years. In about 6 or 7 years, you're going to paint it again?
Yeah.
Are we going to replace? We'll look at that and talk through it all.
Well, get back to the wife, right? What does the wife want? Does she want you? Are you getting on that ladder and painting?
Yeah.
Or are you paying a contractor twice in the next 10 years?
You made a good comment. If you're calling, if you're asking about it, you already know it probably needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're going to be here 10 years, let's say the roof is going to be good for another 5 years, let's say. And you're going to be here 10. You're going to wait 5 years and let the roof get more expensive because nothing ever gets cheaper, right? So now 5 years from now, I'm paying more than I would have if I did it today and I didn't get that nice new roof for the 5 years that I've just lived. Like, get it now. If you're going to leave in 10 years, let the next person pay for a roof in 20 years, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a great point. One of the things I'm most proud of as a business owner are the people that are coming out to your house and representing our companies, either Siding Unlimited or Outdoor Living. They do a fantastic job of working with homeowners, time in, time out, right? And that doesn't stop that day that they come out the first time to meet with you. It's a continual thing. It's a relationship. We build those relationships. We can walk through things with the homeowner. In this particular case, maybe you have 10 years before you move. Maybe it's really 15. We've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
We've never had anybody say, oh, I'm glad I held off 3 years until we got this done, right? They're always like, oh, I wish I would have done this sooner,
right?
And it's not just the wear and tear. You know, some of it is just the look of their home, right? Yeah. And if you do the roof and you do the siding all at the same time, you can change the appearance of the home more, where instead of trying to match your siding that goes with the roof, you can actually change the whole thing.
Right.
We see that a lot where like, oh, I got to do brown soffit and fascia and trim because it's going with the roof.
Yeah. And then you get the comment, oh, I'm glad I didn't wait to get this done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got this done.
You hear that more often than anybody saying, boy, this was great. I'm glad I waited 5 years. No.
I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. So do it if you can afford it and you want to, you're obviously the happy wife part of it, like you said. Get it done, and you'll.
What about a happy husband?
Maybe you'll go.
Do we ever hear
instead
about
of 10 more years, I'm going to live here another 20 because I love my house again, right?
Do we ever hear
now
about a happy
I'm
husband?
I'm looking at my house, going, no, husbands don't matter.
Come on.
It's the wife that needs to be happy. You've been around long enough, David, to know this. Come on.
Just saying.
You're poking the bear.
Wait, how long have you been married?
30 years.
Okay, you know this. You know this. Anyway, no. But to go back to the question, can I get an unbiased opinion? Yes, we can come out and we can walk through everything with you and tell you, here's what we see, here's what we don't see. The other option, David Nason, would be a full-blown
home inspection.
Yeah. Just have somebody come out and look at it for you. You'll pay somebody to do that.
Yep.
But then not only do you know the siding, the roofing, you'll know everything else right. about it that you need to know
right.
about
because
the house.
A home inspector is really, I mean, if you're looking for an unbiased, I think when, and I agree, you guys, with what you explained about how Siding Unlimited approaches things. Anyway, so I think you're a very honest approach to it. When somebody says unbiased, what I think of is I'm not a contractor. So
right.
I don't benefit if the roof or the siding's in great shape. I don't benefit if it's needs to be replaced tomorrow. I'm telling you my opinion today, and so I'm not going to be rewarded either way.
And that's
so.
That's a fair statement, because we are not home inspectors.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you're bound by law.
Yeah. Standards. There's standards there's on standards. What I have to do and say and can't say.
We exactly. know what to look for and what we can tell you, but we aren't inspectors. We're mm-hmm. not licensed inspectors when we come out. We're consultants that are there to help you.
Correct, and I think we're really good at what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really, really, really good at what we do. But there are some things that we don't even talk about in our Friday meetings, our sales trainings and stuff like that. And it's stuff that a home inspector knows.
Right.
This is the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane, David Nason, Aaron Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited and Siding Unlimited on with us. It is Wisconsin Bike Week. And when you think bike in Milwaukee, you think motorcycle. But this is actual bicycle week. So
week?
Get out. Do you have a bike? Do you ride a bike?
No.
Neither? You don't
Neither.
Even own a bike?
I no longer. We just gave it away.
Oh, did you? How about you, Aaron? You have a bike?
I have a bicycle.
A bicycle?
Yes.
Do you ride that said bicycle?
It's it's one of those love hate relationships. Yeah, right? And so when it had a flat tire, it's just kind of like, well, I can't ride it now.
Yeah. That's kind of how
I think
mine
there's
was.
A lot of people who own bikes that never ride bikes.
I thought it would be cool to get one of these electric bikes and everything. I gotta tell you, I'm maybe
you're
kind
more
of
a boat guy. Go on the boat.
The old man in me and everything just they're flying up and down Wisconsin Avenue in front of me, and I just like is there any regulation on these? They're going faster than mopeds.
So instead of buying one of those, let's upgrade our backyard with these screens that just disappear. What is going on your website at outdoorlivingunlimited.com?
That is cool.
Oh, you must be looking at our retractable screens that we can either add to what you have now, or we can put in a louvered roof system.
Yeah, that's on here too. Like the whole thing moves.
So, last caller was worried about bias, right, on his siding and roofing, but I'm going to be biased. I love my louvered roof with the drop-down screens. I actually removed the last one, and I'm putting in a different one. One of the things with our louvered roofs is these are professional products that are going to last a while, right? These get anchored into your deck. They get anchored with footings into, you know, your pavers or your hardscapes in the backyard, so the winds aren't going to just blow these away, right? These aren't the kits that you can pick up from the local, you know, big box store or anything like that are going to, you know, provide shade for a season, and then you have to put them away and put them back, or they blow over when the wind goes. These products are fantastic. You have the drop down screen, so you can create an envelope of being outside late at night. I love mine. I kind of fall asleep out there with the screens down. You're not getting bit by bugs or anything like that, and enjoying the sounds of summer.
And these are all, I'm not going to say maintenance free, low maintenance, meaning like aluminum products. You're not painting these things, right?
Yeah, you're not painting them. Virtually maintenance free, right? Yeah. You know, whatever we want to go with, 99% maintenance free, low maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just it's one of those things where you're just going to wipe it down.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Operating. Yeah,
keep it clean. The ceiling, it can transition and it can open and close, so you can get, you know, more of the pergola look with the sun coming through, but then you can close it off and keep yourself dry with light rains and stuff like that. I mean, you get on our website, Instagram page, and you really see what you can do. They're customizable to your backyard, to your project. So they're really taking off, and more people are bringing them in as part of that phase two or phase three of their projects.
Yeah. I'm also seeing on the website, as I look at it, curved benches on decks, and that's got to be something new. Curved decking, curved benches.
Let's not announce that we can do that.
Oh,
more and more people. Those are tough to do.
No, hey.
Our guys can do them. We're skilled. We have to, during your design process, if you want a little bit more flair to your deck, little more, you know, what the wife wants, a little bit more beauty, not just a standard rectangle, you start putting some curves in, you're going to put some curved benches in. And our guys can heat up the deck boards and curve them with what you're looking for.
It's a really cool look.
I think I've heard Eric talk on some commercials about the structure. Traditionally you've used like treated lumber, 6x6s, joists and things, but you're actually building stuff with steel deck structure, right?
Aluminum.
Or aluminum?
Okay. Yeah, a lot of the painted aluminum.
Okay.
It's one of those forever decks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can, the nice thing about that is it's painted, right? And so if you're going to have that second story and you're going to be looking at it from underneath, you're not looking at that, the framing. The
actual structure.
Yeah. You know, and you could do with some underdeck stuff too.
I was going to say more and more people are waterproofing that under space underneath a deck with drainage systems, right?
The underdeck, drainage system. You have lots of people that, again, are adding that square footage to the outside of the home, mm-hmm. right? And it started, this trend really took off about 6 years ago with the pandemic and everything, and it's continued. A lot of people will go out, you know, to restaurants that have these really nice outdoor patios and stuff, and then they want to incorporate that into their backyard.
They
want
to eat dinner every night at home in a space like that.
Yeah, we only have like 4 or 5 months of this beautiful weather, right? But we can also add heating elements as well to this, to these levels or structures, right? Mm-hmm. Louvered roofs. We can add heating elements so it can get you a little bit more season, and more people are taken to that, right? Yeah.
Do the screens that come down and everything? Is it possible to put more of a product that doesn't let wind come through?
So you have a vinyl screen,
sure,
that is still
block
transparent, where you can block the wind and you can capture more of that heat if you have that heating element and block the wind.
Because sometimes that's just the biggest thing. If there wasn't a wind, it wouldn't be bad, but that just a wind can be. If you're on a lake, you know, just a little breeze coming off even a lake, an inland lake, doesn't have to be Lake Michigan, but an inland lake, it can drop the temperature significantly.
Yeah, we know that we're just working outside all the time, right? Yeah. And that's just it. We all want to wrap up around a fire, so we have the outdoor fire pit or anything. If you have that room and you can drop vinyl down and block that wind, again, you're maximizing your time spent outside on this project that you designed. You know, maybe yourself had a little help from our team designing it, and you get to incorporate a lot of different things and utilize that space.
Mm-hmm.
Set up an appointment right now online. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com is a website. Aaron's with us for a couple more segments. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, that's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
If you got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, Aaron Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited. TimberTech, that's the decking that you guys use, right? Not
correct.
Winning awards with, right?
Yeah, that's what we're winning awards with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's number one contractor several years running now with TimberTech.
Cool.
AZEK product, yeah.
So those, you know, unlike 2x4s, which only come, what's the longest 2x4 you can get?
These days?
Yeah. You can just keep getting them longer and longer.
16, 18,
oh, you
probably.
You can get them that long, huh?
Yeah.
Because this product, you can go that long, right? 16 up to 20 feet, you were saying?
If you're getting a 2x4 that long, you better put it in place very quickly so it doesn't twist and warp.
Yeah. If it can hits the sun for a day or two, you're in trouble. No, so some of our products are 16. Some can go 20, right? Yeah. So when you're designing your deck, right? You don't want like butt joints or anything like that. You got to either put perimeter boards down. We've actually done double perimeters. Mm-hmm. We've split the deck with some design features, so you're not having butt joints with the decking,
which requires some blocking. You know, so if you're doing an existing deck, if somebody was doing an existing deck and they want it's a really wide deck and you can't get boards long enough, then you'd have to put blocking between joists in order to run a deck board perpendicular to where the direction of the other deck boards are going.
And that's the best part about our whole design process and visualizing and seeing what you want and kind of staying away from it. So we know where to put the blocking and not put the deck down. And then you're like, oh, hey, we don't want this.
If you don't have that kind of, you're doing a whole lot of measuring, measure five times and cut once kind of thing.
Well, so, you know, with the extensiveness of the decks that we do, right? Everybody is you know, looking for something. A lot of people don't know what they don't know, right? Yeah. And so they don't always know that on a 32-foot deck, they're going to get a seam somewhere, right? And the butt joint. And if you lay that whole thing out, you're going to have not just one butt joint, but several butt joints that are staggered, right? And you're going to put furniture on it and some outdoor carpets and stuff like that. So you can take away some of the butt joints, you know, that you see on a regular basis. But some people just don't like the butt joint look. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we incorporate some of these different, you know, perimeter boards or split down the middle, some designs. So we eliminate that look, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it is a lot of people are looking at some of the composites that are out there that aren't the quality of the TimberTech that end up, you know, mushrooming and
expanding really, and contracting a lot more.
Yeah, a lot of the expansion contraction and the mushrooming. And after 5 years, they're looking at, man, I need a new deck. I just bought this deck, right? And so that's when we step up with the TimberTech in the capping of the product. And, you know, some people are like, well, this deck might be more expensive than a different deck. Well, yeah, that's the product, right? And this isn't just decking, right? We talk about this all the time with windows, with why do you install a higher quality window? So we're not back here in 7 years, right?
Right, yeah, doing it again
because that's the cost, that's the real cost. You know, is the excessive cost is having to do it again. And we're replacing decks that are 5 years old, you know, that are composite decks, you know, not just wood decks, but composite decks that are 5 years old because they can't stand the test of time.
They use a different product. Now they got these products that'll last longer. What's the phrase you always say?
If you can't afford to do it twice, do it right the first time.
Exactly. I love it.
On that note, we're going to take our final break. One segment left with Aaron Brown. Check them out. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com is the website. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction each week. Aaron Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited and Siding Unlimited been on with us all this hour. Always appreciate you guys hosting the show and being in here. And nice to have you here for the first time I've done the show.
Yeah, you guys have a nice studio. Yeah,
it's awesome here.
It is nice.
This is why we come and hang out here for a couple hours every Saturday morning.
That's a good time.
I assume this time of year for Outdoor Living Unlimited is kind of like fall for Siding Unlimited, where people hit fall and they go, oh, I have to get my windows replaced before winter. And then I go out and I talk to them and I go, yeah, we're booking into January. You should have called me in spring and we could have had this ready for you. Now people are walking outside and they're looking, they're like, oh, I need a deck. So I'm going to call them.
Need a pool.
How long before you guys are out for a deck? Three months?
Yeah, it's really not. It's so not,
we could
it's
still
not
get
bad.
It. At the end of summer, early fall.
It's actually really good because you have a permitting process in there anyway. But, you know, a lot of it is the design part, right, where the homeowner is like looking at our visual, you know, visualizing it and seeing it and make, well, now I'm going to make changes. Or, you know, we talked earlier about an existing deck, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I did my backyard, the one mistake I made is I went with my existing deck. I wish I would have redesigned it a little bit differently, you know.
You still can.
Yeah, I still can. And I'll go bust up a few pavers and push some things around.
I know somebody you could call.
Yeah.
Your brother.
Yeah. Well, I think he's been, you know, with him being on the show, he talks about it a lot, like in the January into February, like this is the time to really get after it. If, you know, you want your deck in by summer.
Yeah. Right. January, February. But it's, when's the best time to start?
Now.
Now.
Yeah. Always.
Don't wait till next fall. Mm-hmm. Like, just do it now. That way it's done and you have it ready to go as soon as possible.
Right? Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you can enjoy it. Okay. So I go to the website, outdoorlivingunlimited.com. I fill out the form on there. Do you see those? Does Eric see those? And then it goes off to a salesperson and they reach out? Or how does that work?
Eric will see a lot of them that come off.
The Fix It Show.
Eric,
we're still here.
We're still here.
Yeah.
Eric will see a lot of them that come from the Outdoor Living. And then he pushes them through the system, and somebody will be calling. We have a 24-hour rule, you know, that we try to abide by, where you'll be getting a phone call and getting the attempt to set up an appointment. And again, our sales team does a great job of setting their own appointments and having that flexibility to work with you on your time frame, working together with the homeowner. And then starting the process. And so when someone's like, oh, I want my deck done in 2 weeks, it's a process to do these things, right? I mean, some people, you can go out and buy a car on a Saturday because you can test drive 12 of them and everything like that and get the comfort, whatever. But with a deck or any outdoor project or siding, this is a process and we have to treat it as such, right? And just make our expectations like, this is what we're going for. We want a professional product. We want a professional install. Let's do it right. And let's not rush the process. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com, SidingUnlimited.com. You can check them out both there. You can fill out forms there, and somebody will be reaching out to you to set up an appointment if you want to do that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us. It's
pleasant
been great.
Surprise to have you on the show this morning. I like that. Coming up next, we're going to do the Fox World Travel Show. You got big plans for today?
Yep.
What?
I'm not sharing.
Oh! But secret. I could tell you, but I have to kill you type of stuff.
No. Always busy doing stuff, going places.
Awesome.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week.